Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Trust and obey is the title of today's Wisdom for Women, Proverbs 21, verse 11. If you punish a mocker, the simple-minded become wise. If you instruct the wise, they will be all the wiser. Basically, the Lord is telling us that we can either learn the hard way or the easy way. So many people have a trail of scars and baggage because they made bad choice after bad choice. Oh, how the Lord would love to spare us from all that. James McDonald puts it bluntly, choose to sin, choose to suffer. From start to finish, the Proverbs implore us not to sin so we do not suffer. D.L. Moody said, the scriptures are not given to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives. A wise person learns from instruction. So true learning of God's word must include application. As Howard Hendricks says, application is the key to Christian education. For to know and not to do is not to know at all. James tells us, don't just listen to God's word, you must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. James 1:22. So how can we establish a life-changing pattern of growing in godliness and wise living? Developing a Quiet Time at the back of this book is a user-friendly guide that gives simple, helpful steps. Becoming a daily Bible reader is definitely an important first step. As you read, look for and write down a lesson you can apply. Pause to pray, asking God to personally help you walk it out. Our God is our Heavenly Father. Let Him father you, instruct, mentor, and direct you. He will give you strength and joy as you yield and follow His guidance. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's word will make you wise.